You may be seated. The Holy Spirit the hidden persuader of healing and health. The Holy Spirit, the hidden persuader of healing and health. I've buried too many of my faithful members ahead of time. And I want you to catch a hold of some things that will further you in life to live longer and stronger. And so I want to give you some insight the Lord has been giving me. Our health is being wiped out through temptation that we don't know how to handle it, and the Holy Spirit has to help us handle it. In the beginning of sharing with you, you will never see healing and health properly unless you permit the Holy Spirit, the divine persuader, to reveal to you of how important your health is to God. Your health is important to God. See, my health is important to God. God paid an awesome price for you to be healthy. All right? Okay. Your healing and health are major ingredients in the love of God. If you pay attention to God, if you pay attention to the Word of God, and get your eyes off of men, and get your eyes off of commercials, and pay attention to God, God is about to turn your health around. That's what he want to do this morning. He want the ministry gifts to have knowledge. He want the fruit to grow. And he want the gifts to flow in what he have paid for already for you to have. He don't want you compromising with the system. Oh, you're going to be challenged this morning. It's a challenge this morning. He don't want you compromising, and he don't want you copping out with excuses about this the way it goes. No, that's not the way it goes. The way it goes is what his word says. And so apostolically, the church going to have to be turned around to understand God needs you to be healthy and alive and live long. Man, y'all ought to be shouting about that. God needs you to be healthy, alive, and live long. And you gonna give me a little Mickey Mouse shout on that? Oh, you don't want it? God, God want to present that to you this morning vividly in his word. It's a wall built up, even among the body of Christ, about healing and health. They want it, but they don't want to play no part. Just give it to me. And the enemy keeps stealing it back. It's given to you by laying on of hand and by oral and by prophecy and by the gifts of the Spirit, but you keep giving it back. You keep saying, I don't want it. And so I have to show you as your pastor and as your apostle, I have to show you how powerful you really are. How powerful you really are. How the thief had been robbing you. Look at Psalm 139 with me. How powerful you really are. I said, how powerful you really are. Do not take communion in vain. Communion is a healing bread. It's a healing drink. It's a health drink. It's a holy drink. It's an undeniable drink. It testifies that your healing already paid for. Your health already paid for. Your long life already paid for. You don't have to put up with this sickness and disease and pain and all this stuff you're going through. You're a child of the living God. Jesus is the healer. He's already paid for you to be healthy. But you got to take up your cross daily and follow after him. Hallelujah. I got to give it to you. It's so much the Lord wants you to have. The Lord wants you to have your health. The Lord wants you to stop letting the enemy rob you when you know the truth. The truth, Jesus said you should know the truth. But see, just when you really know the truth, you're going to do it. Now, to point this out quickly to you, in Psalm 139, verse 14, this is such a powerful verse, man. This tells you this world can't handle your body. This world can't take your health. Satan can't take your health. The only way your health can be taken, you give it up. You don't know what to do. I will praise thee. You see that? Give him some praise. Now notice what he says next. For I am. The I am. That's my identity. I am. That's my inheritance identity. That's my supernatural identity. I tell you, I'll say it away so you can understand. I tell you, I'm not normal. What normally happens in this world, I'm above that. I have a connection you can't see, but it's there. When I say I'm talking about you, if you want it, you know, you're supposed to have it as a child of God. But notice what it says about your body. I will praise thee, for I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knows right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lower part of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance. There's a substance in you. I'm going to say something to you that you never heard before, and I never heard it either. There's a substance in you that paralyzes sickness. There's a substance in you from God that declare that your body is private property. Y'all better hear me a minute. Grab this stuff, man. Grab this stuff. My body. See, when you put your faith on that and begin to let the Holy Ghost minister to you that my body is private property. Nothing but health and healing and goodness can go in this body because there's a substance in me that fight off sickness and disease. And if I handle my faith right, I'll walk through to even when the tempter come. When the temptation come to my body, I'll see there, but I know it's only temporary because the substance in me got the life of God in it. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So sometimes my body don't see health, but my body knows it's healthy. And I hear the Spirit of God say, children, health is part of your wealth. You can't be wealthy unless you're healthy. But there's a substance in me. Say it. that fight off Satan and disease. See, by knowing that when disease comes, you know it has no right. Now, the church, we've got so far behind. I'm going to tell you right. Look at me. We've got so far behind. We commercialize our faith. And we went for the commercial instead of going for the faith. And so the church is just as sick and unhealthy as the world is. I can take you to, what the name of the hospital? Lady Lake? What the name? Still, yeah, that's one. Huh? I can take you there. A three-quarter of them is Christian. Now, here's something to tell you. A lot of time we thinking we're operating in faith, but we're just operating in language. But write that down. I know you don't want to write it down, but write it down. A lot of time you think you're operating in faith, but you're just operating in language. You're just saying some things, but they're not really real powerful words in you. Because when you attack, you listening? God gonna give you your original language. You're not gonna say what the other person said. You're gonna have your own prescription. You see what I'm saying? See, and when you believe God, when you believe in God, whenever you attack in any way, you have to know that don't copycat. Don't try to go through somebody else's testimony. Wait on it. He got something, he got a prescription from his word he gonna give you. How many of y'all wanna live long? Now I'm about to ask a question. Don't raise your hand on the next one. Don't raise your hand, please. I had to pray for you. How many of y'all will end up in the hospital? You know what hospice saying? It's all over. No more treatment, no more nothing. No more nutrient, nothing. You just give you some water. How many of y'all at the end of your life when we end up in the hospital? People got to change your diaper and all that kind of stuff. Oh, y'all better listen to me then. Because y'all want them little hopped up sermon, but y'all better listen to me. I'm telling you how to live. You how to live. And you got substance. Say, I have substance in me that fight off sickness and disease. You thankful for that? Are you thankful for that revelation? The substance you have in you, baby, is the life of God. Can God be sick? Can Jesus be sick? Can the Holy Spirit be sick? Can the kingdom be sick? Can the word of God be sick? Can angels be sick? I'm setting you up to lay a hand on you sometime. I'm going to lay a hand on you. Anybody in this church sick, I'm going to lay a hand on you sometime. What I mean by sometime? Until I get enough in you so I know you can take it. And you'll quit what you need to quit. Y'all real stubborn about this. But because I love you, I'm not going to be popular with you. It's power. That's power. I'm told to pastor you. I'm told to be an overseer. I'm told when God showed me something, I'm supposed to come show it to you. I don't supposed to try to get a little popped up, happed up sermon because I'm not doing it anyways. It's the Father in me that's ministering to you. And he want to talk to you this morning. Not Leroy. The Father want to talk to you. All right. All right. I ain't going to be long. First Corinthians chapter 6. First Corinthians chapter 6. You thought I was going to be fussing this morning. You ducking and stuff. I ain't fussing. I'm going about my business. I got work to do. I ain't got time to be fussing with you. You know what's right and what's wrong. Just do what you want to do if you want to do it. First Corinthians 6, verse 19. What? Start the question. A scripture starts with what? What? Know ye not that your body Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you. What you have of God, both your body and the Holy Ghost, God give them to you. And look what it said at the end of this verse 19. You can't handle this body any kind of way just because somebody else tell you that's what they're going to do. You let the Holy Spirit tell you how to handle God's body. You said in the 21st, for you are bought. I wonder what happened there. What do you mean by that? It's Isaiah 53:5, I believe, and Matthew 8:17. But he's wounded for my transgression, bruised for my iniquity. Chastised my peace was upon him. Oh, look at the last part. And with his stripe, I'm healed. If I'm healed, what's the next word? If I'm healed, what else next? Next age. Healthy. What's the next age? Holy. Boy, that's a powerful word here. If you're sick, you're unholy. Because you're not walking in your full holiness. You're walking in a part of it, and you're denying God the right to do what he want to do, to show off in his earth's realm, to let this earth know there's no sickness, no disease that Satan can bring that can stay on one of my children, because I got substance on the inside of them and I got my hand on them and I'm a powerful God. I'm not a Mickey Mouse God. My Bible is true. My word is true. You just can't keep speaking the language. You got to have faith in God. And if your faith don't work, Jesus' faith take over. You got the gifts of healing. The gifts of healing. Not gifts of healing. When your faith can't handle it, one of those gifts gonna take off in you. But you got to believe for it. You got to know about it. You got to trust it. You can't lay down with the normal. You follow what I'm saying? Fight for your health. Fight for your healing. Stop faking. Stop speaking familiar words and die while you're speaking them. I stood above my bed, she quoted some more scriptures and just went on and died on me. So the scriptures could not have been in our heart like they should be, because you can't die with a promise of God on your mouth ahead of time. That's just a lie. It's just a flat lie. Talking about, I believe God. You wasn't believing God. You can't die believing God. Not ahead of time. We got to stop faking, man. Well, you don't get more in communion today. We're going to communicate. We'll communicate with the Holy Ghost. Huh? Huh? How many of y'all want to live a long life? Let me ask you a question. How many of y'all don't lack sickness and disease? Well, the Lord told me to tell you, you don't have to have it. What? But it's normal, God. It's normal in church. It's normal for the preacher to lay a hand on us. It's normal. We're going to get sick. No. That man, that got a testimony. That man right there on the second row. He'll tell you what God done for him. Changed his life completely. You got testimonies in here. But I want some more. How many willing to get in the flow? Right, hold your hand. I don't want no jerker. Hold your hand up. All right. Just pay attention to your pastor for a few minutes. Just pay attention to what I'm telling you in a few minutes. Just a few minutes. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Father want to minister to you. In the 20th verse, he said, for you are bought with a price. You see that? Therefore, what did he say do? Where? Notice he put body first. Glorify God in your body. What does that mean? Stay healthy, stay strong, and do what it takes. Now, let's go back to a word called temptation. Holy Spirit really ministered to me about that. Temptation. You can't pass the temptation up. You know it's not right, but you do it anyway. It's a temptation. It's a temptation. You know better, but you try to justify in your mind, well, it's okay. No, it's a temptation, because if you're dealing with something, you're going to have to do what's right. Now, oh, Lord, I'll do it. I got a lot of notes here, but I'll do it. Go to Matthew chapter 4. Go to Matthew chapter 4. And I want to talk about a minute there, health fasting. You never heard that term. Health fasting. Fasting for your health. Health. You never heard that term before, right? Health fasting. Health. Temptation. Health fasting. Temptation. Health fasting. Now, how am I going to get out of this? How am I going to get where I can... overcome the temptation and health fast. Say health fast.
Health fast.
What that mean? What that mean? No, that don't mean no food. That don't mean no food. But the temptation is so great. But you're not going to be able to do it yourself. But if you don't let the Holy Ghost help you, you're still going to be sick. I don't care how much you pray. I don't care what you take. You're still going to be sick. Because you've deceived your body. But we've been trying to do it on our own. You can't do it on your own. You need the Holy Ghost to help you. I see some people just looking with their head, locking their shoulder. Oh, shit. He come here with this. Yes, I'm here with it. You probably the sickest one up in here. Child of God and washed with the blood, and the Lord try to give you a revelation to show you some love. This revelation you probably won't find it nowhere. The Lord freshly give it to me apostolically. Health fasting. I never heard that before. You ever heard that before? Then over here the temptation. The temptation that the commercial world and that the vendors have set up for us. We pray over here and violate over here. And we cut, and I lay hand on you and you say my anointing didn't help you. It came, but you refused it. Now, your healing and your health is in Matthew chapter 4. That's the only way you're going to get it. The Lord Jesus, I was reading, the Lord Jesus said, here it is right here. You got the Holy Ghost on one end and you got ministering spirit on the other end. Verses 1 to 11. You got the word of God in there. You got fasting in there. You got food. Offered in there. You see, Jesus wouldn't turn that bread, that rocked the bread, because it wouldn't have been the right kind of food. It was an offer from the devil. And I'm not putting the devil food on my plate. Y'all don't want me to preach to you. I see y'all faces. Oh, Jesus. Don't make it that plain. Don't make it that clear. Oh, Jesus. read it. I just read it and we serve communion. I read it. Let me read it. Let me read it. Let me read it. Let me read it to you. There's a revelation here. So quiet in the house of the Lord. What about if I tell you I love you? See, you will avoid preaching this if you didn't love people. If you want to be popular, you can't preach this. But if you want people to be powerful, you can preach it. Health fasting. I'm fasting for my health. Don't mean I'm not eating. I'm just not eating certain things. I could eat some good things, think that taste good. I can fix some things that make it taste good, but I'm on a health fast right now. There are certain things I'm not eating. What kind of fast it is? Never heard it before. Did you write it down? If you didn't write it down, I know somebody sneaking up in here. If you didn't write health fasting down, that means you won't forget this fast as you get out of here. But I can't help you. I mean, I'm just telling you the truth what the Lord revealed to me. Look at that now. Then Matthew 4 through verse 1 and 11, you're going to be able to help fast. Through verse 1 through verse 11, you're going to leave out of here as a health faster. Through verse 1 through verse 11, you're going to leave out here as a health faster. Then what Jesus led up of the spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. To be what? Who led him? Spirit, all right, okay. So we got the Holy Spirit on the front end of this thing. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward hungry. That's the health fast right here. You got to make it a lifestyle. We're not talking about no 40 days and 40 nights. You can't do it. Shut up. We're talking about. Shut up. 40 days. 40, you ain't going no 40 days. But I'm trying to tell you. So you can get on a health fast. All right. Now. The tempter will come to call you off that fast. The tempter will call you off a health fast. But I'm preaching. Doc, I'm preaching up here, not Doc. The tempter will call you off a health fast. The tempter will call you off a health fast. He come to call Jesus off that fast. He called you off a health fast. He tell you, no, eat this. And listen, my brothers and sisters, listen to me. You can't do it. You can't do it yourself. No matter how much A, B, C, D, F, G, no matter how many outlines you have, no matter how much you can see is wrong, you can't do it. This world got a pull on us that we can't stop in our own strength. And we can't stop it by just language about God. We got to be operating in real faith. That I want to live a long, satisfied life without hospice, without having somebody to feed me and can't breathe and can't walk. I want to live my life out standing up, praising God, look at my family and say, see y'all later. Now everybody want to live that kind of life, right? Y'all know I'm telling the truth, y'all. Hallelujah. So he says here, see, the Holy Spirit says to me, the only way the church gonna catch a hold of taking care of themselves is they have to understand about a health fast. All right, Lord. And he says, but they're gonna have to understand that the way they feel about this and the temptation that's gonna come, they can't handle it. They get angry with the speaker because the tempter there, he don't want them to know this. He don't want them to know how powerful they really are. How powerful, what a powerful body God put you in, which will heal itself. Your lung can heal itself. Your kidney can heal itself. But you have to have the right revelation and the right understanding, my brothers and sisters. Communion can't help you if you're not going to communicate with your body right when you leave here. Communion ain't going to drown no sickness and disease, and you keep putting it in there. Y'all just want a piece of bread. But I want to grace you with how to handle the temptation. I want to grace you that you can fall off the truck, but don't let the truck get too far. Run and catch it. I done fell off, but I never let the truck get out of my sight. So I know the truck had my load. My health on the truck. You understand? Oh, man. So, man, look, we all got weaknesses. What's your favorite weak food you know killing you? What is your favorite weakness for a food that you know is killing you? Popeye. The lady honest. See the lady honest. She honest, man. And you know it killing you. They wouldn't call that name. We in this thing together. But I'm just finding truth out. I'm your leader, so I got to come to you with it. The Lord told me. The Lord said, the Holy Ghost is the hidden persuader of healing and health. And I saw that word in that song I had three times. Faithful. Faithful, faithful. I said, are you? Y'all can sing them songs so powerful. And just as unfaithful as you can be. Faithful, faithful, crying. I said it's a line. Doing devotion. Lying. Boy, y'all can do that thing, boy. So if I see, what do you think about God? So you approach him. He said, what? I love you with all my heart. All my soul. God, you're the only one in my life. What? Got to be real up in here. All right. Verse 3, and when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered him and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Devil don't give up that either. Then the devil taking him up into the holy city and said to him, temptation we're talking about, on a pinnacle of the temple, and said unto him, if thou be, see, he questioned him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it's written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee. And I ain't quote the whole scripture. And in their hand they shall bear thee up, lest any time thou dash thy foot up against a stone. Jesus said to him, it is written, again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Again. And again, the devil taking him up into an exceeding high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them and said unto him, all these things will I give thee. No, Jesus said, I'm on my way to take it back right now. You don't give me nothing. I'm going to take this from you. You see, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then Jesus said to him, get thee hence, Satan, get behind me. Oh my, I wish you can tell him that. Get behind me, Satan, for it's written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only should I serve. Then the devil leaveth him. Now over in Luke, he said, he's leaving for a season. He coming back, baby. And behold, what happened? Angel. Holy Spirit on one end, angels on the other end. Your healing and health are major ingredients in the love of God. His loving you and you loving him by taking care of his temple. Let me briefly show you this. This is astonishing, and it may hold you. I want to deal with for a few minutes facts and truth. Number one, God is pro-health. God is pro-health. Psalm 105, 37. God is pro-health. Write it down. God is pro-health, and health is God's will. God is pro-health, and health, your health, is God's will. Now, you see, wait, listen. We're almost coming against the whole body of Christ. The whole body of Christ are in a groove. They have become satisfied to be sick just like everybody else. Okay, so we're not talking about popularity here. We're not talking about being popular. We're talking about being powerful. All right? We're talking about being pioneers, apostolic pioneers. We're talking about walking out of the traffic of sickness and disease and know how to stop it. Now, normally, listen to me now. I'm preaching now. Yes. Normally in the body of Christ at large, this is a no-no. Because the body of Christ believes they can eat anything they want to eat and get on their knees and say, Lord, I thank you. But you can't do that now. We're living in a different generation. You cannot do it. You see what I'm saying? You're going to be sick. You're going to die ahead of time. You're going to be buried. If you don't watch yourself. See, now the church at large, because of lack of apostolic government, nobody won't face them. Nobody won't face them, see? So pastorally, a pastor not gonna face people with this. But as an apostle, those who are attached to me, they're gonna start facing their congregation, telling them the truth. Why is somebody never sick? And the Bible said we're supposed to be healthy. And we pray. And we say. And we praise him. And we worship him. The sickness still coming back. What caused it to keep coming back? The devil. Sin. No. The fog. You know, the picture of the devil. Some picture him in a red suit. You know what he got with him, right? He's showing you what he's using. he got a big fork. He's showing you he got. He said, this is what I'm using, y'all. This is what I'm using. I just got that. I ain't had that when I come here. I like it though. I just got it. I saw the devil. So you got him in a red suit with a big fork? Come on, let me. I got a clothes, man. I preached 12 times this week. Come on. Psalm 105. You there? Did I tell you Psalm 105? Go there quickly. I should have come out here with a red suit with some. With a box of Popeye chicken with red. Who getting help? Who getting help? You know I'm not fussing at you. You know I'm not against you. I love you. I want you to be here with me. We won't finish our course, right? On our own two legs. You want to see your great-grandchildren. You want to play ball with your great-grandchildren. I read about people 105 years old running. Psalm 105, verse 37. He brought them forth. We're talking about over 3 million people. Also with silver and gold. Look what it says there. And there was not what? Psalm 107, verse 20. I better preach up in here. Psalm 107, verse 20. I mean, if the word of God said, he sent his word and did what? And did what? And what's the next statement said? One translation, I don't know what one, I don't remember it, said, deliver them from an early grave. Jeremiah 30:17. My hour not up yet, shut up. Jeremiah. I'm the one that preached 12 times this week. 12 times. Yeah. NIV, what it say? Woo! He sent out his word and healed them, and he rescued. Well, find that. Put it on the board there so they can see it. NIV, Psalm 107, verse 20. NIV, put it on the board so God people can see it. To rescue them from an early grave. That fork will put you in the grave early. That's the devil's fork. Got you eating all that crazy stuff. Then you go to dog them and want them to do a miracle. They do the best they can for you, but you need to help yourself. I want to say, let me talk to me. You need to help your crazy self. I'm talking to me. I'm talking to me. But you know if I say that to myself. Don't make no sense, man. How I'm going to love you and I know this truth, not share with you? How I'm going to love you and come here and serenade you and preach a good sermon? I can preach all day long. But I want you to have some truth that the Holy Spirit, now I can't do it, but ma'am, the Holy Spirit is the convictor. He'll come to you and he say, listen, what Leroy told you is right. That's why you sick. All right, I got to find a clothing place. Jeremiah, you hear Jeremiah? Huh? 30. What is it? You know what? That's an indictment to the church. That's an indictment to the church that the church don't have the answer for the other people in the hospital. because they got their room. He says, for I will restore what health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord, because they called thee an outcast. See, the church being called an outcast, saying, this is Zion, is this Zion? Zion not supposed to be up in here. Jeremiah 33:6. Help me, Lord. Jeremiah 33:6. Behold, I will bring it help. And I will, and we revealed unto them. I cure and I reveal to them the abundance of peace, being sick free, pain free. It may come temporary. It may come temporary because we're in this world. It may come temporary, but it can't stay. And when y'all walk, straighten your back out. Stand up straight. Set up straight. Stop stooping over because you're headed where mama went. Don't sit up. Y'all trying to get old. Because you know it's time to get old. Ain't no time for no old. Straighten yourself up. Jesus Christ. All right, let me close here. Look at Acts 10:38. I'm jumping ahead. I'll come back to show you Jesus, but I want to show you this because this is fact and truth. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good, healing all who was oppressed of the devil. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing how many? Who was oppressed. So sickness and disease are satanic oppression of the devil, but I got to overcome the temptation of assisting the devil. See. No conception in your life can take place unless you permit it. You're being raped by food. You're raped of your health by what you're putting in your mouth. Communion can't kill that Popeye chicken. It ain't gonna kill it. I'm telling you, can't kill it. Yeah, I know. That's Popeye problem. Yeah, I'm telling the truth. I'm preaching, man. I love you, man. I want you to live long. I want you to be walking around here, man, live and enjoy your life, man. Sickness and disease are trying to separate us from the love of God. But the Holy Ghost is saying, no, I won't let it happen. That's Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and power. But you and I must yield to his persuasion to do our part. 3 John 2. You're going to read this with me. Beloved, come on, you got it? Go ahead, read it. Even as your soul prospers, soul got to prosper. Let me give you these things. You might not want to write them down, but I'm going to give them to you anyway. Love, faith, nutrients, cleansing, words, and exercises. Love, faith, nutrients, cleansing, detoxing, words, and exercise. So what are you talking about? I don't know about it. Word, love, faith, nutrients, cleansing. That's what cleansing means. And exercise. Now you can exercise all you want. Go take your little walk. But that fork will destroy that walk. Somebody in here who know I'm preaching, say amen.
Amen.
How many of y'all know this love?
Yes, sir.
How many of y'all know it takes a strong man to do this?
Yes.
It ain't me, it's God. I'm too weak to do it. But it's the Father talking to you through me, because he knew, the Father knew when he called me, I was radical. He did that for me and Saul. He called Saul and he called Leroy. Because they both, they knew how they was in the street. See, Saul just dragged people behind a horse.
Yes, sir.
If you don't read it, you know.
Yes,
and say, if I tell you something, you're bold enough to say it. I know you know you don't know nothing. I need somebody that don't know nothing.
Yeah.
So I can put something in them.
Yeah.
And use them as a pipeline.
Yeah.
So I really don't have nothing to lose this morning. Don't be singing no song, Faithful, if you're not faithful. Just let that song pass you. Don't sing that song, baby. If you're not faithful, don't be singing Faithful, Faithful. Just wait till they go to the next song. Jesus Christ. Hear one more voice. Romans 9:1. After Romans chapter 8, look what Paul said in Romans 9:1. Your conscience. Where is your conscience? Where is your conscience when you know you're destroying yourself? Where is your conscience? Because you ain't there with the crowd. You ain't there with the whole body of Christ. The body of Christ just killing themselves. God give you wisdom on how to do it, you know. But I'm not talking about no special diet here. I'm just talking about God give you wisdom, man. Just have some wisdom. Is this helping me? High blood pressure. You gonna eat 3 steaks. And we got a testimony in the church. You stop eating that, your blood pressure going on. No, you want it another way. You want me to lay a hand on you. You want me to say, ya-la-la-ba-sha-ta-ta. And that's it. That ain't going to work like that. Because as soon as I get it out, you put it back in. You can take a deep breath. I don't care what you do with your sick self. I know what I'm talking about. And Doc sitting there, he know what I'm talking about. He know what I'm talking about. And all the docs in the world know I know what I'm talking about. I had Dr. Montgomery here, he'll tell you. A heart specialist, a surgeon, right there in Houston, Texas, he'll tell you. People killing themselves. You go to his doctor, he said, what'd he tell you? I can show you how to get out of here, or I can cut you. or I can take you to the drugstore. Anywhere you want to go, he said, I can do all three of them. I know them. I'm qualified. I can cut you. I can take you to the drugstore. I can tell you what medicine to get. Or I can tell you how to eat. Now, what I'm proud about, I've had three members win. Four members. Five members. And they got their meals. They're getting their meals straight. Now, there's another thing, see. I teach about getting your money. And you got to have your money. You can't go where the insurance send you. Insurance don't pay for no health. They pay for sickness. That's why you got to have your money. I don't care how much it costs. If this is going to get my life straight, I got enough. One of my members told me, said, oh, I got money. We got enough money. We're going to handle this. He said, now your insurance, check them, see how. He said, no, I got enough money. In Romans 9:1, it says, I say the truth in Christ. I lie not. My conscience, I lie not. I lie not. My conscience, you got a conscience. Also bear me witness in who? In the Holy Ghost. Stand on your feet. Remember what we're talking about. The Holy Spirit, the hidden persuader of healing and health. Remember the scripture recorded, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all who was oppressed of the devil. And any sickness, any disease that you may be carrying is a satanic oppression. And you have the substance on the inside of you. You see what happened? The substance is working, but if you put other substances in there that don't agree with the substance can't do the job. Your medicine already on the inside of you. You got supernatural medicine on the inside of you. If you're here this morning and never accepted Jesus Christ as your